Hello, good morning. Today we are talking about clarity. Clarity in your business for female entrepreneurs. And I talked to some friends about this on the school run this morning, friends who also happen to be entrepreneurs, and they went, "Oh my gosh, clarity. Yes. Please help me with that." So I hope they are watching. So Ruth and Jane, if you happen to be watching this, please say hello in the comments. And regular viewers to my live streams will notice I am not in the office today. I share the office with my husband. It's just around the corner, but he had a call this morning, and his voice drives me absolutely nuts when I'm trying to do anything that involves concentration. So I am in my dining room right now. So if the light looks a little bit weird and it looks like I'm in a bit of a prison video, that is why. Okay, so today, clarity for female entrepreneurs. This talk is all about how to have clarity in your business. And I'm going to give you six things that you can do today, if you would like to create clarity in your business, where at the moment there might be a bit of chaos and there might be a little bit of confusion. And how do you know if it's clarity that's the issue at the moment? Well, you might be feeling overwhelmed. You've got so much stuff to do, and you've got no idea how to prioritize or which ones need firefighting or what to even focus on. You might feel stuck. You might just have no idea what to do next. You're just kind of paralyzed by indecision, essentially. Maybe you can't see the wood for the trees. You know, there's like a cloud, a numbness that's stopping you from taking action in your business. Or you might feel like you are wading through treacle. Everything is just taking ages, and you can't get into flow, and you're not in the zone. And usually you're firing on all cylinders and you're absolutely world class and amazing at this stuff. But for some reason, it just feels like you are wading through treacle. Or maybe you're in the horns of a dilemma. You could go this way, you could go that way, and for the life of you, cannot make a decision about what to do for the best. If any of these resonated with you, then this conversation today is for you. My name is Claire Akers. I work with female entrepreneurs to help them grow authentic and aligned businesses that allow you to have it all, basically, to create your dream life. And your dream business through alignment and authenticity coaching. Stuff like ripping up the rule book, stopping asking for permission, getting clarity, taking action, all that stuff. That is what I love to do. So if you are watching me live, please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, please say hello with hashtag replay. And don't forget to let me know what you think, what resonates with you today. Okay. Clarity, it's a huge problem, as we've seen with female entrepreneurs, with female founders. And I know this, and let me tell you the story of my client Kate, who she sent me a message on WhatsApp the other morning and said, "I don't know what to do. I'm feeling really demotivated. Can we have a chat?" And a kind of an SOS laser coaching service is something that I offer to all my clients. So we jumped on the phone and had a little chat about what was going on for her. And she was saying that she was feeling really demotivated. She couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't get going. She had a to-do list like this, but for some reason, she just could not get going on it. And she couldn't seem to stick at a plan. You know, she'd work really hard at having a plan for her business, what she was going to do every day, at the kind of clients she was going to go after, the kind of content she wanted to create, the kind of products that she wanted to put out there in the world. But for some reason, she wasn't doing it. You know, she wasn't sticking to it, and she completely owned it, but she couldn't understand why she wasn't doing it. She was kind of doing it for a bit and then not getting the results, and then giving up, and then trying something else, and that wasn't going quite right, so she was trying something else. And yeah, she said, like, she felt her head was full of wool. She couldn't see what to do next, and it was making her feel like giving up, to be honest, because she was just thinking, "I haven't got time for this stress. I don't know what I'm doing. Is this actually worth these sleepless nights and feeling rubbish all the time? Maybe I should just go and get a boss who will tell me what to do." Have you ever felt like that? essentially, we worked out that she wanted saving. She was kind of looking for this white knight to come in and say, right, this is what you need to do. Here is the magic bullet that is going to transform everything for you. And she was looking for it in the form of some software or a piece of kit or some sort of automation, something outside. And of course, actually, all she needed to do was to look inside her to figure out what she needed to do next. So what we did is we went through a process with six things that she needed to look at in order to get that clarity. And that is what I'm going to share with you today. Six things that you can go and do today in half an hour to get that clarity where you've been kind of wandering around like a headless chicken up until now. Okay, so number one is to go macro. It's to go big. It's to zoom right out. It's to look at the big picture. And the way that you do this is, first of all, is to reconnect with your vision. Why are you doing this? What vision do you have for your business? What vision do you have for your life, for your kids' lives, the kind of stuff you want to do as a family? You know, why are you doing all this? What life do you want? What impact do you want to have on yourself, on your family, on your community, on the world? Reconnect with who you are. What are your values? What do you stand for? If we cut you down the middle, what would be running through you values-wise, like a stick of rock? Reconnect with who you are and what you stand for. And reconnect with your why. Now, I'm going to let you behind the curtain here a little bit. I struggled for ages to figure out what my why was because I thought it needed to be this big, lofty purpose. And actually, my purpose, my why, wasn't that positive when I really got down to it. So my why, it turns out, is proving all the haters wrong. It's proving that I was right to take a risk and I actually can pull it off, that I actually am good enough to do all this stuff. So maybe have a think about that. Maybe your why could be perceived as a little bit negative, but the point is that it connects with you and why you are exerting yourself to do all this. So that's number one, go macro. And then, of course, number two is to go micro. Go teeny, teeny, tiny, right down to the daily granular habits. So question one is, how are you showing up on a daily basis? Really look at your actions. What are the golden daily habits that you have that you can do, that you can commit to? And I have a tick chart on the wall of my office where I tick off where I do these every day, because I know if I don't have that accountability, I will wander off and make any excuse over under the sun to go and do something else. So what are your golden daily habits do you have that will produce the results over time? What practices have you got in your routine that will allow you to show up as your best self and get that clarity? You know, the ones that are going to cut through the noise and the numbing and the distraction and the massive to-do list so that you can focus on that clarity. So for me, I've spoken about this extensively, but for me, it is 5 a.m. yoga, meditation, journaling, and specifically a gratitude journaling, and then going and sitting in my ice bath for 10 minutes. And that practice allows me to show up as my higher self. And the clarity that I get just from that daily practice, and it takes me an hour, it's profound. Honestly, it is profound, I'll tell you. And doing it consistently as well. It's no use doing it for a few days and thinking, it's not working, I better try something else. You've got to be consistent. Have a tick chart, do it for 30 days and see what difference that makes. And then getting clear on where you're sabotaging yourself with this stuff. Where are you numbing yourself or distracting yourself with social media, with eating, with smoking, with drinking, with all that crap that we do to avoid having to do the scary stuff? But that is the stuff where the magic happens, where you actually get to move the needle forward. Same as being a busy fool. often we have a massive to-do list, you know, we're firefighting, we're doing all the things, but actually it's just numbing and distracting us from doing the stuff that is actually going to move the needle forward. What can you get rid of? What can you set a boundary around? What can you outsource to somebody who loves that stuff and will allow you to focus on your zone of genius? Right, so then number three is looking at your micro decisions. Now, I'm talking specifically about what James Clear in Atomic Habits calls the identity-based decisions. So we're taking it right down to the micro. So in every single decision you take, ask yourself the question, is this a vote for the kind of person I want to be, or is this a vote against the kind of person that I want to be? And it really is that simple. And the wonderful thing about doing it like this is that all you need is a majority. All you need is a majority to win at the micro decision. It doesn't need to be perfect. You can mess up a million times, and all you need to do is go back to it, keep on doing it, and just get a majority. And that majority will win to be the kind of person that you want to be, somebody who has clarity and certainty about what they are doing. Number four is getting quiet. Getting really, really quiet, making space and time to tune in. Tune into that inner voice. And so many of us never, ever reach this stage. It's tuning out that noise and distraction, which we could so easily fill a whole working day with if we so choose. It's being mindful of that shiny object syndrome that so many entrepreneurs have. You know, that magpie. Oh, that looks fun. I'll go try that. Oh, I wonder what that competitor's doing. Maybe I should do that as well. And just focusing on what you know. Tuning out all the noise and the distractions. And there are so many gurus out there who are trying to tell you that their way is best. You've got to do marketing like this. You're screwed if you don't do your accountancy practices like this. You've got to have this system. You've got to automate this. And that's all great, but it's all useless if you don't know what you know. So you've got to get quiet. You've got to tune into that inner voice and listen to what it says. And then this is the trick. Hearing it is one thing, but then acting upon it, that's where the magic is. Honestly, hand on heart, you will never go wrong if you act upon what that inner voice is saying to you. And then, of course, number five is discernment. Discernment is one of my absolutely favorite things to practice, because everything changes when you get your head around this concept, discernment. So discernment means it's the difference between knowing what is your inner voice, what is actually good for you, what is your knowing, what is your instinct, what is that whisper that's going, this is right for you, this is the right next step, and knowing what is an excuse. And nobody can tell you that. Well, a coach can kick your ass and challenge you on some of your decisions, but it's about your inner discernment about what is right and true and the right path for you, and what is an excuse and self-sabotage and a distraction. Hopefully that makes sense. Play with it, get curious about it, discernment. And then finally, we have number six. If I am ever stuck, I come back to this one, which is action leads to clarity. You can waste days, weeks, months, years debating points or weighing them up, making pros and cons lists, asking everybody their advice. But actually, just take some action and the path will unfold. All you need to do is figure out the right next step for you. And you can figure that out by making the wrong step and realizing very quickly and course correcting that it was the wrong step. But just take action and the path will unfold. Just keep taking the right next step after the right next step and the path will unfold. So that's it. This is your six-step process to get clarity and certainty in your business when before you had chaos and confusion. So I hope this has helped you. And I have an invitation for you, which is if you are a female entrepreneur who is determined to have it all, whatever all means to you, then I have created a quiz, a free scorecard for you to benchmark how you are doing on this journey. So it's 30 questions. There is a link to it in the notes for this conversation. And all you do is you click on that link, you answer 30 questions, and you are going to get your score. So you can benchmark yourself on how you are doing on your authenticity journey, on your journey to having it all as a female entrepreneur. So go take that quiz, see how you're doing. You will also get a personalized report with my recommendations of what you can be doing right now to improve your score. Thank you very much for being here, and I will see you very soon.